Joseph, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Kia ora, Claudette. It's really lovely to be here.
So you have had a bill pulled from the biscuit tin. We know the biscuit tin very, very well here at Irirangi Wātea. It is the Ture Whenua, the Ture Whenua Māori Bill. Now, the Te Ture Whenua Māori Bill was something that was, you know, brought in by the former Minister of Treaty Negotiations, Chris Finlayson. It is now with the Labour Party. They've gone, the Labour government, they've gone and tweaked around the edges. Some of it is in the Select Committee currently. What's the difference between your Ture Whenua, Finlayson's Ture Whenua, and the Labor government's Ture Whenua?
Oh, look, you're absolutely right. I mean, this bill has a long political whakapapa, so to speak, and I'm just the current steward of many, many years of hard, careful work. And, I mean, it goes all the way back, in a way, to the 1975 Māori Land March, which completely changed the legal framework for Māori land, and it shifted it from one that assimilated and alienated Māori land to one that promoted retention. But there have been issues with that for a long time, and it's been many sort of efforts to amend the Te Ture Whenua Māori Act, but they haven't really been particularly successful. And the decision was made to review the Act back in 2012 by the Honourable Chris Finlayson with the support of the former Minister of Māori Affairs, Dr. Peter Sharples. And the conclusion after many, many hui and sort of discussions over a period of time was that there needed to be a new bill. And in effect, this is a continuation of that, because then National Government introduced this bill into the House, but after the change of government, the Labor Party discharged the bill. And I mean, if I can use the words of the former Minister of for Māori Development, Honourable Te Uruora Flavel, he said the purpose of the bill is to recognise and provide for the mana and tino rangatiratanga that since time immemorial Māori have exercised and continue to exercise of their lands, resources and taonga in accordance with tikanga Māori and consistent with the guarantees given to Māori and Te Tiriti o Waitangi to protect the rights of owners of Māori land to retain, control, occupy and develop their land as a taonga tuku iho for the benefit of present and future generations of owners, their whānau and their hapu. That's the solution. There's a raft of different things that this aims to do, but fundamentally, the problem is that there's about 27,000 blocks of Māori land on the present Te Ture Whenua Māori Act, comprising 1.4 million hectares, which is about 5% of the total land mass of Aotearoa. But large tracts of that land aren't performing for the whānau and hapu own it, and many of the problems stem from the fragmentation of the current ownership. And so this bill aims to improve the performance and productivity of Māori land, which will provide millions or even billions of dollars for the economic and cultural benefit of the owners. So I can go on if you
Yeah, well, actually, no, Joseph, please don't go on. Please don't go on, because we know Te Ture Whenua very, very well. You're actually on a Māori radio station, so we actually know it like the back of our hand. So you actually didn't really need to read it out to us. What I asked, though, was, is this the same bill as Chris Finlayson's, yes or no?
Fundamentally, yes.
Then you're taking us backwards, because you do know that it was a very polarising bill. There were some very ardent supporters of that Ture Whenua, then there were some opponents, vehement opponents. It was polarising.
Well, the aim is definitely not to polarise. The aim is to actually unlock the potential for Māori. And
we understand that we Māori, I'll just interrupt you. Māori understand the bundled up whenua. We understand and we have advocated for generations to unbundle that so that we can continue prosperity, our mana motuhake. We understand that. What we wish to know is, how are you going to appease those that were in opposition to the original Te Ture Whenua. There were over 19 hui run around the country to promote this Ture Whenua, the original Chris Mnason Ture Whenua. That was very much split down the middle. The whakaaro was that there are still issues around the Ture Whenua that you have identified, that Chris Finlayson has identified. The Labor government has tried to, some of that is around succession, as an example. They've tried to amend that. Their bill is also quite polarising. That government hasn't got it right. Your previous minister hasn't got it right either. What makes you think that this, that you bringing this bill back, is going to be accepted by Māori?
Oh, look, it's not something I'm going to presume, and I would really, really welcome important feedback to try and get this right, because that's what the fundamental aim of this. It's to provide Māori with the tools to actually unlock the potential of their land for themselves, and you know, and ensure that their retention remains as a primary focus. So it's just, you know, your aim is to strengthen those protections, and I know there's different views on how that needs to be done. But look, I'm also going to be approaching the other members of Parliament to ask for their feedback and input. But you know, fundamentally, this is for Māori. So it's not something I'm seeking to impose.
If
or say this
is for Māori, with all due respects, if this is for Māori, then why are you bringing back a bill that came from another Pākehā minister to the House? Why are you bringing it back? Why?
Well, look,
is for Māori. Which Māori did you consult? Which Māori did you consult to say that Māori would really like that back?
Well, look, the fundamental thing is this issue hasn't yet been solved, and so look, I'm here to you know, try and solve problems, try and, you know, make sure we can unlock the potential of our people, and. And so this, you know, that is my fundamental focus. It's, you know, just because something's hard doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. So what is your whakapapa, Joseph?
Oh, look, I couldn't tell you precisely what my whakapapa is, to be frank. I go way back and I couldn't frankly give you my full whakapapa.
So treaty negotiations, it's an exciting portfolio. It is very challenging. It has a lot of machinations to it. Did you put your hand up for it, or was it given to, allocated to you?
Oh, look, I did express a real interest in it, and I have to say it's something that's been of deep interest for me since I was very little. I read books, you know, written around the time of 1840 as a kid. I did a sort of a school project, actually, when I was, between 12 and 14, I can't remember the precise age, and interviewed people from, you know, the then members of Parliament to, you know, fishermen to people right around the country, and all sorts of different sort of perspectives on the Treaty of Waitangi. So it's something that's been of deep interest for me my whole life, actually.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. I wish you very well with this Ture Whenua bill. I would just hasten to add, though, that a return to the past, to the future, you know, back to the future, might not be quite appropriate in today's world. That was then. This is now.
Oh, look, I appreciate that feedback, and look, I'll take it on. But you know, if we can help, you know, solve this issue, which hasn't been solved yet, I acknowledge it's a really difficult one, but I'm really keen to help solve it. You know, do my part as a member of Parliament. And if anyone wants to get hold of me, I'd really welcome having a discussion with them about how we can improve this or what their views on what should be done.
Mm. Thank you so very much again for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Waiatea. We wish you all the very best. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.